Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Culler. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Hopp. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ken O'Day. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ray Sanders. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bam Arroyo. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Connie Ryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Bill Lee. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Johnson. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Marv Rickard. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Claude Passo. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Claude Passo. And now, play ball. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hopp moves to second. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day takes first base on ball four. Hopp moves to third. Holmes moves to second. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rickard. Sanders reaches second base with a double. Hopp scores. Holmes scores. O'Day moves to third. It's 2-0, Braves. Bam Arroyo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arroyo is walked intentionally. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan takes first base on ball four. O'Day scores. Sanders moves to third. Arroyo moves to second. It's 3-0, Braves. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a fly ball into center field. Hopp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ryan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0-for-1 in the game. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus fields the ball and throws to Passo covering. Safe. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Culler moves to third. Russ Meyers now pitching. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hop hits a ball on the ground towards second. Johnson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Culler scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Braves. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cavaretta moves to second. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Cavaretta moves to third. Rickard moves to second. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cavaretta scores. Rickard moves to third. McCullough moves to second. It's 4-1, Braves. Bill Nicholson pinch hits for Russ Meyers. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Rickard scores. McCullough moves to third. Gerges moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Braves. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann fields it and throws to second for the out. McCullough scores. Gerges moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Braves. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards third. Ryan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Vern Olson now pitching. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. O'Day takes first base on ball 4. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sanders is called out on strikes. One out. Bammer Rowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rowell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. O'Day moves to second. Two outs. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ryan is walked intentionally. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-1 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rickard hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Culler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hop strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Culler. The throw from McCullough and he is out, George is applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Day settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. McCullough hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Hop who is chasing the ball. McCullough reaches third base with a triple. Billy Georges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Georges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Georges hits a fly ball towards right. Holmes catches it and throws to O'Day, who throws to third to double up McCullough. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Mike McCormick pinch hits for Tommy Holmes. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Massey pinch hits for Ken O'Day. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Sanders is called out on strikes. Two outs. Danny Littwiller pinch hits for Bama Rowell. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rickard. Littwiller reaches second base with a double. McCormick goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Braves. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Ryan is walked intentionally. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Georges fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Massey now catching. Danny Littwiller now playing left field. Mike McCormick now playing right field. Bobby Sturgeon pinch hits for Vern Olson. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon strikes out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. he's got one RBI. Hack takes first base on ball four. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 2 in the game. Waitkus hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Russ Bauer's now pitching. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Culler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hop hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lowry. Hop reaches second base with a double. Lowry throws the ball into Hack, who tags Hop trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rickard hits a fly ball into left field. Litt Wheeler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cavaretta moves to second. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. McCullough hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Skeffing now catching. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 1 in the game. Massey hits a pop-up towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Sanders hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Littwiller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lowry. Littwiller reaches second base with a double. Sanders moves to third. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. He's got one RBI. Ryan is walked intentionally. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 3 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sanders scores. Littwiller scores. Ryan goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Braves. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Sicori pinch hits for Russ Bowers. Frank Sicori is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sicori hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Fleming now pitching. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carden Gillenwater pinch hits for Johnny Hop. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Carden Gillenwater now playing center field. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-3 in the game. Waitkus hits a fly ball into right field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rickard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-2 in the game. Massey hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Sanders hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Littwiller takes first base on ball 4. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-0 in the game. With 4 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Ryan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cavaretta, who is chasing the ball. Ryan reaches third base with a triple. Littwiller goes all the way around to score. It's 9-3, Braves. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ryan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Pafko pinch hits for Billy Gerges. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a pop-up towards first. Sanders settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro pinch hits for Bill Fleming. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro takes first base on ball 4. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.